Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coming up tomorrow night, we're going to be at the Tavern at Turner. Turner Hall, that's where you can find us, 6 to 7. The Milwaukee Basketball Hour gets underway tomorrow night featuring Steve Novak, who now joins us on the line on the Schneider Orange Hotline as Pat Connaughton is going to be our guest tomorrow night. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing well. How are you? We're thawing out a little bit. The weather's even warming up.
I know. I unfortunately or fortunately missed last week's deep cold snap as we were traveling. We were down in Atlanta. But it was, look, for down there, people were freaking out because it was going to be 30 degrees. So they were dressing like they were going to the Yukon, and we're out there in vests and sleeveless shirts. And, you know, it was like, this. Thank God for this. It was fantastic. You know how it is with people in the South. You travel and you see the weather forecast, and they say it's going to be around 40. And next thing you know, they're out throwing blankets over their oranges. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. No, my favorite tweet I think I saw was, I was like, if you're in Milwaukee or you're in Wisconsin right now, it's 50 degrees colder outside than it is in your refrigerator right now. And I was like, wow, that really does kind of put things in perspective. It was kind of cold here for
I never thought of that, to be honest with you. But then the funny thing is, if you go by what it was below zero to what it was yesterday, people are saying it's a 90-degree swing. So I'm trying to fathom that in my head. I can't, because I wasn't here for it. I mean, apparently our smallest dog got froze to the ground when he went out to pee. He did. I mean, they had to go pick him up and, like, chip him out of the ice. So I've never experienced, I don't think, that kind of cold ever. Anyway, a team that's really hot is the Milwaukee Bucks. Five losses since early December. That's it to show for it. One of the hottest teams in the NBA right now. What is the reason why?
Boy, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why. I mean, I think that they've been by far the most consistent team. I think part of it they can take a ton of credit for, the offense, the defense, the sharing the ball, the rebounding, they can take the credit for that. I think, you know, being healthy, they've certainly been that, and they've talked about it from the beginning of the year, Coach Bud and the medical staff, that they've said, we want to keep these guys fresh. We don't want to go crazy two-a-days early in the season. This is a marathon, not a sprint. And, you know, you hear that stuff sometimes and it works and other times it doesn't. And this year, I mean, look, Giannis is coming out and saying, I feel fresh. We don't worry too much about anything right now. It's kind of we're flowing. We're playing great together. But, I mean, to not have lost back-to-back games and to be, I mean, to smack Toronto like they did on the road and then to smack Washington like they did on the road, you can call it fluky or it's too early in the year for a long time, but we're 50 games in, and this team has proven this is who they are.
The expectation at the beginning of the season was just, hey, win the first round and advance in the postseason. I think we'd all be happy with that. While my head is saying, let's get through, they haven't won anything yet. Let's just get through the first round. My heart is saying, this is an Eastern Conference Finals team. Is there any reason to think anything less?
No, and I think there's both going on. I think you're right. They've not been out of the first round. You know, the last time they were, you know, a team to this caliber that they're being compared to was that 2001 team when it was Big Dog and Ray Allen and Sam Cassell. And I think this team has proven at this point they're, in my opinion, a better team, overall team, and have had a better season to this point than that team was. And so, you know, I do. I think that you do have to get out of the first round and before you can go, oh, we're going to be in the finals. We're going to win the championship this year. But at the same time, if you've watched this season and you've watched the way they played Toronto and you've watched them beat Golden State by 20 and you've, you know, seen the way they played on the road and, you know, last year they won three games in the first round, all home games. And now this year you see they're going on the road. They're beating those teams that are top teams in the West, top teams in the East, on the road, and it makes you think, like, you know, maybe they've actually taken a few jumps. I mean, this team is on pace for, they have 38 wins right now. Last year they had 44. They need six more wins. There's 30 games left. So I do think that this team has taken a huge jump, and, you know, yeah, I don't want to get too excited. Playoffs is different. It's matchups. It's seven games against one team. But I mean, there's no team out there that looks as good as the Bucks through 50 games.
The Thon Maker situation is interesting. The only guy that was healthy that did not play the other night against the Wizards, is this – how is this being handled, I guess? How is this being received probably more so inside that locker room?
Yeah, I think it's unfortunate because in today's day and age, I think it's so much about controlling the message, right, and the optics, the way kind of things look. And so I think from Thon's camp's point of view, it's unfortunate because this is a guy who he's been a good player at times for this team. He's young. He's getting better for sure. Put on muscle. He had a great playoff last year. They're on pace to be the best team in the league at this point. They are the best team in the league. And so to have a message come out that, you know, he's unhappy or doesn't want to be there, I think is not going to distract this team right now, right? There's just too much good going on. And I doubt, knowing Thon, playing with him, that that was his intent at all. You're, as a player and as your camp, your representatives, there's always kind of this, they want the best for you, they want to talk to the front office, and, you know, everything gets leaked and gets put out now. So I do. I think Thon is probably focused. The team at this point is most likely, you know, having conversations. If someone's unhappy, they're not going to hold a guy hostage. But the timing of it, for sure, I think, for the Bucks is not a distraction, but unfortunate, I think, for Thon and for, you know, anybody that really have to answer those questions when they're doing so much good.
Talking with Steve Novak, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin. You look right now at the standings. They've beaten the Raptors 3 out of 4. The Celtics are starting to win some ball games, and that's a team to look out for. 9 of their last 10. They've won 4 in a row. You've got Indiana, who probably going to fade a little bit without Oladipo. Who are the Bucks right now? Are the Bucks paying most attention to the Raptors and the Celtics, or is, say, the Sixers a real threat in all this before it's all said and done?
Yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of season to be played, and I think that that's what makes a team like the Bucks go, we just got to keep pushing, we got to keep getting better every day, we got to continue to improve, because you know that teams like Boston, that obviously the Bucks saw last year in the playoffs, they're going to figure it out. They had a rough start, and they're losing games, and they had a little controversy with, you know, Kyrie saying things with about his younger guys. And look, those teams are going to figure it out, kind of like you saw Golden State. It's like you got the KD and the Draymond talking to each other crazy, and Draymond out, all of a sudden it's like, oh, they're sitting there tied for first in the West. You know, so, you know, I do. I think Toronto has had the look this year of the second best team in the East. You know, Philly has absolutely been up and down, as has Boston. And so I think you saw the way the Bucks played Toronto the other night, and you had to think to yourself, that's the other best team in the East, and the Bucks have looked great against them. So that's the team that, if I'm gauging us against, I would say is the closest in the East, and the Bucks have done a great job against them.
Hey, before I let you go, tomorrow night, Pat Connaughton's going to be joining us. You and I were talking a couple of weeks ago when we had Malcolm Brogdon on with us about role players and about the importance of not just a guy like Giannis, but they're getting it from all aspects of the court. Connaughton, early on in this season, he was an energy guy. I'm looking forward to talking to him and picking his brain as a guy that comes off of the bench, but he's a guy also that's – there hasn't been anybody that's been on this team, that's been on this roster this year, that has not been a contributor in some way, shape, or form.
No, you're right. And I think some of it speaks to the roster, and some of it speaks to the fact that this has been a team that's gotten leads and allowed other guys, the bench, to come in and contribute. And I agree, Pat's been one of those guys, recently scored, you know, 16 points. And I want to talk to him tomorrow, too, about some of his past. I mean, this guy's been drafted into Major League Baseball. He's been drafted into the NBA. I mean, he's just a stud of an athlete, and he's, you know, he's kind of had his hot spots this year. So I think there should be some good stuff to talk to him about tomorrow night.
Good stuff as always, my friend. I will see you down at Tavern at Turner, and we'll have a good one.
Sounds great. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Steve Novak, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now, and they've been getting it done for over 80 years. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.